This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If it is the Federal Reserve's intention to wipe the smiles off our faces, the plan seems to be working. The confidence of consumers slipped this month, making it 2 months in a row, according to data from the Conference Board, a nonprofit business research group. This slippage is evident among regular people who think recession is on the way, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Earlier this year, consumers were getting gradually more upbeat, with the job market really hot and inflation cooling. But in late summer, a bum out started building, says Dana Peterson at the Conference Board, especially in the Index for Consumers' Future Expectations, which fell below 80.
Any number below 80 typically signals that consumers think a recession is going to happen at some point within the next 6 months. They're very concerned about inflation, especially food and energy prices, interest rates being elevated, and the political situation,
which right now is dominated by Congress lurching toward a possible government shutdown. We've seen this movie before with past shutdowns, says Chris Jackson at public opinion firm Ipsos.
I think it's definitely on people's minds that can have a very negative effect on Americans' confidence in the economy.
All in all, says Jackson, these are neither the best of times nor the worst of times, but something mediocrely in between.
There is sort of this lingering malaise where people are not terrible, but not great.
Which is not great news for the economy heading into the holiday shopping season. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.